MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber expressing deep concern over the potential ramifications of the proposed 25% increase in US tariffs on South Africa's automotive exports. There is a warning today that such tariffs could swiftly lead to the loss of many essential direct jobs in the Eastern Cape's automotive sector. So I want to bring you a broad perspective on this now. I'm in conversation with Denise Van Hastien, who is Chief Executive Officer at the Chamber. Denise, a very warm welcome to you. And maybe just some numbers, first of all. How significant is the US market for Eastern Cape and the automotive export sector?
First of all, it's not so much about the US market, it's also about a global market. So this has far wider ramifications. But if you look at the auto industry as a whole, the US is the second biggest trading partner for the automotive industry from an exports perspective. But when you look at the impact, you have to also dissect, it's not just those manufacturers that supply vehicles direct to the US or components direct to the US. It's also others in the supply chain that will be affected because of global decisions that get made by other countries in response to what the US is doing. So you're looking at risk of manufacturing footprints changing around the world as countries protect themselves. You know, and you can imagine now in boardrooms around the world, they're making decisions on what are the best locations to manufacture. And when you look at South Africa, we only 0.6% of global vehicle manufacturing. So it puts us in a very difficult position.
Have you done any quantification as far as impact on the local economy is concerned and also jobs?
So we're busy doing an assessment at the moment, and we're busy digging into the entire ecosystem. And I think that's also important to understand. When you have automotive manufacturing in a country, it's actually a privilege because the ecosystem around it is huge. So aside from your vehicle manufacturers, you have components like brake pads, tires, catalytic converters, you name it, that is produced for the vehicles. And then it also has a knock-on impact to services sectors and so on. So we're busy undertaking that assessment because we're very concerned in terms of the disproportionate impact on Nelson Mandela Bay, because our economy, we actually have almost half of the country's automotive manufacturing is located here, and also 41% of the country's automotive manufacturing employment. So that puts us in a very high risk situation.
And exacerbated, of course, by the fact that the region and the city, the metro, is under severe economic strain even before these tariffs were announced.
Absolutely. And I think you also have to backtrack to just before COVID, where the auto industry levels, we haven't returned yet to those volumes that we saw previously. And then you've also had a lot of vehicle imports flooding the market, which has put pressure on domestic producers, where their volumes in the local market have shrunk even more. And for their business models to work, they need a balance of exports as well as local sales market. So the industry has been going through tough times. We've also had logistics issues which continue around the ports and rail. And then, of course, the energy crisis had a huge impact on our manufacturing sector. So it's been a tough few years. I think the sector has been relatively resilient, but we have seen some closures starting to take place now and job losses, unfortunately.
Is it too early to start talking about strategy for local business in order to mitigate the impact of these proposed tariffs?
No, we need to move with speed, and there needs to be absolute urgency to look at the mitigation initiatives. And if you take a look at the tariffs that have been imposed and you look at countries on this continent, we are in a very disadvantaged position versus, for example, Morocco and Egypt, which are much closer to the markets. They've only been slapped with a 10% tariff. And then if you look at the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, from an auto industry perspective, that hasn't yet been unlocked because the rules of origin have not been finalized. And you also have grey imports that flood the markets. Until that changes, you won't have a new vehicle market in those countries. But we're at a risk of becoming less competitive versus other African markets. And manufacturers could make decisions to rather manufacture in Egypt or Morocco, where it's more preferential. So there's a lot of risk that we face right now, and we urgently need to look at mitigation. And for example, if you look at the BRICS markets, people talk about diversification. But right now, we don't have any free trade agreements with the BRICS markets, so that should be a priority. Southeast Asia markets, European Union, they're a very important trading partner for us. So we need to be strengthening those relationships right now. Those are just some of the things we should be doing. But I think the speed at which this is moving, I don't know if people in the country realize just how fast it's moving. And we really need to move fast if we want to preserve manufacturing.
Denise, is there a general sense of despondency among your constituency? You spoke about the sector particularly being resilient in the past, but this is potentially a huge body blow, isn't it?
Look, I think we're all highly concerned, but we're rallying together. Our biggest strength here is our united business community, where we're very unified in our approach. And what we've already started about 2 years ago is we launched a local economy reinvention think tank, because we realized that the local manufacturing sector needs to be reinvented if it is to survive. And we've been working on various projects in that think tank, and we are going to accelerate our efforts, but we also need the various stakeholders to come on board. And really, I think the enabling environment is key as well, where we need the basics to work. If you want to keep manufacturing in the country, you need power, you need service delivery to happen, and you need the logistics to be efficient, especially given our disadvantage in terms of how far we are from the global markets.
Just a quick one in conclusion. What is the Chamber's call to provincial and national government in this respect?
Well, I think what we're looking for is absolute urgency in terms of grappling the issue and its implications for the province and also for the city. And we need them to partner with us in getting mitigation initiatives in place. We need to push hard for grey imports, for example, to be banned on the continent. We need to accelerate efforts around other markets. And we also need to look at how we can strengthen relationships again with the US as a trading partner. We need to try everything we can so we don't lose markets.
I'm going to leave it there. Denise van Heestien, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer, Nelson Mandela Bay Chamber of Commerce.